they're pretty big worms and rounder than the other type that you mentioned.
Well, now that's an earthworm.
All right.
And big ones are.
And the small ones are what?
Red wrigglers, they call them, you know.
All right, that's fine. And what do you call an insect that sends out light and in the summertime you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
All right. What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds and lakes?
Skeeters? Is that a skeeter?
Well, what I have in mind, it usually has four wings, two on each side. They're bigger than a mosquito.
Mosquito hawk?
All right, that's fine. That's what we want.
They do that.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest made out of mud and doesn't sting?
Duck dauber.
Could you say that again?
Duck dauber.
All right, that's fine. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
Go-kart, I reckon you call it.
What's that?
Go-kart, they call it.
That you push your baby
in
around? All right. If you had a baby in this go-kart, you might say that you were going to the baby.
Wait now, what'd you say?
Well, you know, you said that you take the baby out in this go-kart.
Yeah.
You put him in. Now, if you had a baby in this and you were taking him out, you say you were going to take the baby out to what?
Well, to ride or to, you know, push him around for air.
That's fine. And what do you call the nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
All right, that's fine. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy something, his father.
Resembles his father.
Okay. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy
is much like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Let me see what they call them. Midwife.
Okay. Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city?
Oh, well, they call them, I've heard a slang word used, city slickers, you know.
Okay. Do you know any others?
No.
Okay.
You know, country fellas.
Now, do you know of any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that might be used to refer to country people
by the city
person?
Yeah, he's no country boy.
And any
he
other?
Don't know better.
You know of any other that?
No, I know of that.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black? You know, the people who were slaves in this country before the Civil War. Just give me the way you normally.
Well, they just go as a nigger like that.
All right. And suppose you were angry with a nigger and thought he was very trifling and no good, how would you refer to him?
Well, you refer to him as not a good citizen.
Do you have any particularly, say, abusive terms that you would use for a nigger who's no good, absolutely low down?
Well, that's just what you just call him, a low down, good for nothing fella.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
I didn't catch that.
How do you refer to a person who's a member of the race that you and I belong to? What do you call him?
Well, you call him a... If he's a good fella, you always say he's a good citizen, or...
Well, I mean...
You mean whether you like him?
Or? No, not whether you like him or not. It's just that...
He seems to be a nice guy, or something like that.
Well, what I mean is...